This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
How are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm the very best, all the more excited to hear about this triple cheese and onion pie. Anything, yes. I think I tried to tweet something during the week and said anything with triple cheese in it is a winner in my book. But I actually,
you're a misspelled cheese fan, aren't you?
I love cheese.
You did misspell it, but we understood.
You knew what I meant.
So, I did know what you meant, So, no, well, I like a cheese. It's a cheese and onion pie, and it's a wee bit like, you know, well, it is like one of the ones that you would get in the north of England. They're big into this, you know, the big cheese and onion pie, which is the first time I had it, and it was made with Lancashire cheese.
So the first thing is it a pastry pie or is it a
pastry pie. So proper pastry. So the recipe's there for the short crust pastry bottom, and I have one here, a case. So just make your pastry, John. Take about 2/3 of it, roll it out, and press it into the case. If you can use a metal pie, you know, dish as well, it works out better, you know, for evenness of cooking. And just put some parchment paper or tinfoil out, and then a few bacon beans or rice, and you're going to bake that blind. So that goes into the oven for about 20 minutes. Take the beans off, put them back into the oven, and that's just to really, so you don't have a soggy bottom. But if you're making a wee individual one of these, which I did in the photograph, I made 4 individual ones, you don't need to do that. Because I don't know, because it's smaller, and just if you use a wee metal pie dish, they're fine. Just fire them in. But for a bigger pie, make sure you bake it blind.
Okay.
And then you've got your other bit of pastry for the top. But the filling, the really important bit about this is apart from the cheese, is the onions, John. So slice the onions up as finely as you can into a bit of oil, low heat with a lid on and a saucepan, and we call that sweating off.
The lid
that good,
is...
But just put the lid on and just give them an odd wee stir, but at a low heat. It's going to take about 15 to 20 minutes just to get them nice and soft and translucent. Lift the lid off and just up the heat a bit, and then just cook them down until they're nice and golden, and then hit that with a bit of balsamic vinegar, and that gives you like a nice sort of sweet and sour. But there are 4 onions in that. It seems like a lot, but they melt down into nothing, really, you know, not into nothing. And then set them aside, and then make a nice, just a wee bit of a white sauce, but a thick white sauce, so it's nice and thick.
A roux,
so melt the butter, beat in your flour, and then whisk in your milk. And set that, and then into that, just whisk in a wee bit of Worcester sauce. You don't have to, I like it. And some mustard. And mustard and Worcester sauce go beautifully with cheese.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about, let that cool down completely. When you're cooling it down, put a layer of cling film on the surface, and then you won't get a skin on it. So, and then when that's completely cold, that's when you put your cheeses in. Now, I used Stilton feta and cheddar, but you know, if you have cheese just floating around, it doesn't have to be 3 cheeses, it could be 4 cheeses or 2 cheeses or 1 cheese.
Quadruple cheese and onion pie.
Quadruple. So you know the way you have a wee cheese board at the weekend, or maybe some people have it through the week. You just fold that cheese in. So I grated the cheddar, but then I just crumbled the feta in. crumbled the Stilton in as well. But you could use any cheese for this, you know, absolutely any cheese you have floating around. And sometimes, you know, if you have a cheese board, I don't know if you do this, John, but, you know, when you're sort of thinking, I have a cheese board and there's always a bit left over. And then I wrap it up and put it into the freezer. And you know, rather than waste it. Mm-hmm. So this is the time to bring out those bits of cheese that are floating in the freezer. So, and then
chuck them in and melt. Do you melt them down then?
Nope. This all has to be cold. So the point is that you've got this cold sauce, you've got your onions, your cold onions, and then you crumble your cheese in. So this has to be cold, and then put that into the pie dish. If it was all hot, it would just run all over the place and melt. So what we want is something that just sort of holds together. And then brush the edges of your pastry case with a wee bit of egg yolk, and then roll out your pastry and put it on top. And then you can do a wee delicate garnish or something. You could do some wee leaves or something like that, or just not bother. And if you get a few wee holes in it, you know, sometimes you do, just get another wee bit of pastry and roll that on top. Yeah, plug it. Just plug it, because with this, it will, if there's any hole, it will ooze out. But that's okay, because then when that's set, you have a wee snack for yourself, you know. So it's a good in some ways, you know.
And then you have a salad to go with this.
Oh yes. I remember working in a restaurant millions of years ago, and it was very fashionable to use pickled walnuts. I don't know if you've ever seen a pickled walnut.
Never
get them
heard of or seen a pickled walnut.
Most of the supermarkets have them, and they're in the, you know, where all your pickles are. But you tend to ignore them. They're lovely with cheese. Now I've got one here, John, and it just looks like a lump of dirt. You know, really, it's just a black, you know, about a walnut size, funny enough. And it's actually a young walnut. And they are absolutely beautiful. So you can nearly sort of mash them down with the side of your knife. Uh-huh. And then I've mixed in some Dijon mustard, white wine vinegar, or whatever vinegar you have, whisk in some olive oil, season that with salt and pepper. Honestly, see that dressing? It's beautiful with apples, with any just cheese. And then I've got a bit of radish in it. And the radish is lovely with the cheese too, you know. So slice them all over your lettuce. And then just nice grated fresh parmesan over the top. And that's a really lovely zingy salad to go with this pie. So
that sounds beautiful. And how long do you cook the pie for then?
Well, it takes about 25 minutes, John.
Okay.
Oh. It's a pity. Well, you know, I have one there for you, I think.
Have you? Kind of you.
It's coming in the door. Huh? No, it's coming in the door.
No,
I
you
think,
haven't.
Hopefully.
Oh,
yes,
my God. No way. Cheers.
And,
oh, that's class.
Think, are you having a birthday soon? Or because I put a wee message on it, you know.
A wee IPA as well. Oh, what is this, Rixie? I mean, we've been sitting. Right. This is. We've been sitting downstairs. Yeah, it is my birthday today.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Look at this beautiful. I'm not going to eat all this myself now. I should put a spoonful of it in. Cheers, Rixie. Oh, look at that. It's beautifully golden. I need to take a photograph of this. HBKT says.
Yeah, it does. And there's a few wee Prosecco bottles on the side. You know what you need to do is take that home, John, this afternoon. It's a night. It's quite cold. Stick it in the oven for about 10 minutes
just
to warm
it up.
Open one of those beers and there you are. That's your afternoon sorted.
It just looks, but I mean the colour of it, it's golden and it's shiny and it's... I'm just going to take a wee
corner. That's the thing.
Of it.
Plenty of egg yolk over the top, John. Uh-huh. And the key to a good shiny pie is egg yolk over it once. Let it sit for a minute and then egg yolk again. And that's where you get those lovely shiny pies.
That is absolutely delicious. I'm going to open the card as well. Oh, this is just lovely. Thank you very much. Cheers. That is lovely. Absolutely delicious. Delivered to the door. Where was this pie? I'm going to ask some questions during the next piece. That is delicious. Have to say, it's lovely to be eating food in the studio again.
There you are, John.
Delicious.
So there you are. So you can't complain this week.
Definitely not. I'm going to sit and enjoy this.
I didn't do you the salad because I thought, nah, forget it.
Nah, it wouldn't travel well.
Wouldn't travel as well.
Oh, that's so good. Triple cheese and onion pie with radish and pickled walnut salad, which I'm going to enjoy. over the next 8 minutes here on BBC Radio Ulster. Paula, thanks a million for doing that.
Oh, that's cheers, and happy birthday, class. John.
Thank you. Thanks very much indeed. Right. Chat to you later.
All right.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.